is the Monday Mindset Podcast, where we share things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 42. I thought it might be nice to take another bit of a time out and a break from our usual recordings to talk a little bit about some of our favourite podcasts, the ones that we listen to that aren't the ones that we share. So I thought it might be quite fun to share some of them and maybe hear back from. We'd like to hear from you what your favourite podcasts are. Maybe we'll get tempted by those as well. So why don't you kick us off, Terry, with some of your favourite podcasts that aren't the ones that you share with us every week?
Well, a lot of the podcasts I listen to when I'm not listening to things that we talk about are health related. So for example, I listen to one called The Primal Diet, Modern Health. I used to listen to Fitness Confidential, but I don't anymore because it was becoming a little too offensive for me with some of the language, the sexism. Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey, who is a well-known biohacker. Fat Burning Man with Abel James. The Genius Life with Max Lugavere. The Optimized Paleo Podcast, The Ultimate Health Podcast, and The Model Health Show. So a lot of the ones I listen to are seeking out some information about particular dietary and health practices that I find really interesting and helpful for me in my own journey and in my work. And then I listen to some others that are more in the woo-woo category, I would say. So one is Spirit, Purpose, and Energy with JJ Flizanes. She gets into all kinds of woo-woo. I actually used to enjoy, I haven't listened to it in a long time, two women who do one called Psychic Teachers. I listened to one called The Lively Show with Blake Lively, and it's been an interesting journey, but she also gets into a lot around kind of your internal dialogue and going within. I like to listen to one called Hanalyze This, and it's actually two women named Hannah who are friends and hilarious and just discuss topics, and not always in the most politically correct ways, but it's quite enjoyable. So those are my more woo-woo type. And then the others are a little more on cultural or social issues. I found one that I really liked and have listened to a few episodes called Unstoppable Minds. I think you would enjoy that one, Daisy. One that I have mentioned here before, but I think only for one episode, is On Being with Kristen Tippett.
Oh, yes. I remember that one. Yeah.
Again, always more kind of cultural, socio topics.
So is that's the kind of subject matter with Unstoppable Minds?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then some I like to listen to that are just intriguing to me and have not a lot of value. So for example, a year or so ago, I got into listening to a series called Missing Richard Simmons.
Oh, yes. I've listened to that.
Oh, you did?
It was good. Yes.
That's hilarious. I thought I was maybe the only one I knew who did. But I was just fascinated.
I'd forgotten about that
yeah.
one.
So yeah. Sometimes I like things like that just really have no overall meaning, really. And then you and I have discussed this one a little, and I've encouraged you to listen to it with all of my discussion of it. But it's a little bit darker of a thing, and some people may not expect from me. But I really love some true crime podcasts. And I used to watch a lot of true crime shows and read true crime books when I was younger. Two of them that I have really liked. One is My Favorite Murder. Two friends getting together, talking, almost like you and I, Daisy, talking about murder cases. Serial murders, old murders, unsolved murders. And you might think they've done a few episodes, but actually, I think they've done about 500 episodes, and it frightens me that there are this many murders that they can always have a fresh topic. And in each episode, usually, they each talk about a murder or a series of murders. So there's so very many. And then another series I got into this year was Dr. Death. And it is actually about medical doctors who are killing patients. And so around the time that I was started listening to this, I had a friend who was having a surgery, and I had to kind of keep my mouth shut to not talk about this episode because I did not want to frighten her about what would happen during her surgery. But these are, again, true life cases. And again, just fascinating to me. I've always been intrigued with this true crime kind of material. So it goes back to when I was 17, when most kids were probably reading far more fun things. I was reading a book called The Michigan Murders, and it was a serial killer in the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti part of Michigan. And I grew up in Michigan. So I was very fascinated that there had been a serial murder happening not too far away. One time my family was going on a vacation and we were driving through that area. And I remember the main road where many of the crimes had happened and where the remains were found. I saw that road sign from the freeway and I was freaking out that I was in the area. So yes, that's the other side of me that people might not know from our podcast.
Which is funny, which you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Yes.
You might like, actually, I haven't listened to more than a few, but it's very similar to My Favorite Murder. And I think, actually, I'd kind of assumed that they'd been inspired by the American duo talking. But when I looked it up, the British one has actually been going longer. So I don't know whether the My Favorite Murder team were inspired by them or not, but it's called All Killer, No Filler.
Ah.
And it's very similar setup. It's two friends talking about their favorite subject, which are serial killers. Specifically, they like talking about serial killers. So they get together and chat about that fun topic.
I think one of the reasons I like this one, not only is it the true crime thing that I'm drawn to, but the two women who do this are very funny and very irreverent in how they speak. It's entertaining while you're listening to stories of a serial killer. You're also laughing at how the two of them are discussing it. And they end each episode, they just have this way of saying it. They're like, bye. And they also sing the song, My Favorite Murder. So for weeks, I had those things going through my head all the time. So although it's a very dark topic, it has brought me some levity.
Yes, it's an interesting mix, isn't it? They are very lighthearted with their delivery, while they're delivering, quite a serious topic. Mm-hmm. It's funny that I didn't realize you'd listen to that Missing Richard Simmons series.
The things we don't know about people.
That was good. I enjoyed that. Exactly. Most of the podcasts I listen to are quite long-standing ones, and it's funny. What what did you say at the end? So those are the serious ones I listen to. I think all of the ones I listen to, pretty much, apart from the podcasts for this show, are not at all serious. They're all very frivolous.
Another one that I've started listening to in the past few months, and I've only listened to a couple of episodes, so I can't really speak for it overall, but it's called Armchair Expert. And it is Dax Shepard, who is an actor in the US. One of the shows he was on was Parenthood. But one of the episodes that I really enjoyed is he was sitting around with a bunch of his actor buddies catching up with each other. So Jason Bateman was one, and I can't even think of some of the others, but people that I really have enjoyed over the years. So getting to hear their conversation as friends was fun. But I just listened to an episode this morning, and he had Sanjay Gupta on there and really talked about the need, especially going through COVID and everything. But in order to heal our bodies, we have to heal our mind. And I loved his focus. And it was just a great episode with lots of twists and turns and different topics they discussed. So the Armchair Expert, you know, some of it's really light and some of it more medical health focus. So I really enjoyed a few of the episodes that I've listened to of that one.
Sounds good.
So Daisy, how about you? I've shared my more serious, not serious. You've started about some that you like to listen to.
Well, I mostly go, to be honest, I've realized looking at my list that I mostly go for things that are funny. I clearly like the interview structure. That's a common theme that runs through most of them, but also quite funny. But there was quite a short series that you made me think of with, because like I say, most of the podcasts I listen to have been running for quite a long time, or they're podcasts that are every week all the time. So they build up quite a stock of episodes. But there was one quite short series that I really enjoyed that was called Will Self's Great British Bus Journey. I seem to remember it was recorded around about the time when Brexit was happening, because that was the conversation that he was having with people. But the premise of it was that he was traveling around as much of the UK as he could get to, but it had to be on the bus. So he literally left his home on the bus and did the whole of this journey on the bus and went to these different places. So that was really quite a nice story, actually, because he would be talking about what he could see from the bus. And it's interesting when you see things in a different way, don't you? If you're used to getting to places a particular way, like I always find that, you know, because I usually drive, especially where I live here, I can't go anywhere unless I drive. And you realize when you're a passenger, you know, when you're normally the driver in a car, the different things you see, the different perspective you get when you're a passenger in the car, or when you're a passenger on something like a bus, when you sit there and you relax and you get to look at the landscape around you. So it was a nice combination of talking about that landscape that he was moving through, as well as having these conversations with different people in different parts of the UK. But I realised that everything I think on my list, they're all Brits, and they're mostly funny. So my very favourite podcast in the whole wide world is Adam Buxton. A good friend of mine introduced me to his podcast. I think at the time he only had about 36 episodes out, but I still had quite a lot I could catch up on. And I just really, really enjoy it. He's a comedian and just very personable. It's one of those podcasts where you really feel like you get to know him. I know, as having another podcast where I'm interviewing people, so really the focus of the podcast is on the guest. And it's a very fine balance between interjecting a bit of yourself and sharing some of yourself with the listeners, but not putting too much. And he gets the balance perfectly. He's a very likable character, so you really like when you get to find out a bit more about him and his family. He has a dog. He always does his intro and his outro out walking with Rosie, his dog. So you hear him out in the British weather, so it's quite often pouring with rain or something. And he's just very, very funny. Most of the people he has on the podcast are also comedians, so it's usually funny. He has the odd episodes that's more serious, but it really is my favourite. And he's embarrassed me when I've been listening to it in public. Like many a time I will save them if I'm going on a journey, going back to the UK or something. I will save up some episodes to listen to when I'm waiting in the departure lounge, for example, at the airport. And I've had people looking at me because I've been laughing out loud, literally very loudly, while listening to him. So I guess it's interesting, isn't it? I think finding out what people listen to and why. And yeah, most of my focus, like I say, are on things that are quite lighthearted and funny. A good friend of his, Louis Theroux, also has a podcast now called Grounded, which is basically very similar to Adam's, but he doesn't do it quite as well. Louis is arguably the much more famous of the two. I'm not sure how well he's known in America. He's done lots of documentaries in the States, so he's very well known in the UK. But they used to go to school together, so they're good friends. And actually, when they get together on Adam's podcast, they're very, very funny together. But Adam is quite self-deprecating. He's very humble, and I think that's one of the reasons why I really like him. Louis's a bit more self-assured, a little bit more arrogant, I think. Well, not a little bit more arrogant. He's a little bit arrogant, where Adam isn't at all. And so I like his show. I enjoy his show. A very interesting episode recently with Ruby Wax, who I'm sure you are familiar with because she's American, although she's been living in the UK for a long, long time. But that was a very interesting episode, actually, because it started off really very, very awkwardly, because she'd actually been on Adam's podcast a while back speaking very unfavorably about Louis Theroux. And so I was surprised when I saw that he was interviewing her. But it was a very interesting episode, actually. And I've always found her interesting because she's always been very public about mental health issues she has. She's suffered from depression for a long time and does a lot of work to do with that. She's actually started up online get-togethers. It's called Frazzled, I think, where people can just come and connect and talk online, and just that social connection to help people get through, that she's found very beneficial, but she helps with others. David Tennant, another one that's quite funny. And again, it's just, I guess, this format. I do like the interview format. I think I'm generally quite a nosy person. I like to find out about people. And I guess these three, they're interviewing people that you famous people. So people that you have heard of. So it's really interesting finding out a bit more about them. The main health one that I listen to, that I bring up with you a lot, of course, is the Feel Better, Live More with Rangan Chatterjee. That's probably my favorite health and wellness podcast, but I talk about that one a lot, so I don't need to tell you about that. There's a really charming little one that I stumbled across a number of years ago. It's called The Boring Talks, and it's a nice little short form. I like getting into the long form interviews, and most of the ones I've already talked about, those funny ones, they're usually, they're about an hour long. The Boring Talks is more sort of our length. It's about a sort of a 20 minute show, and it's introduced by the same guy who presents it every week. But then he hands over to somebody who basically presents on something that they're fascinated by, that you would think of as being quote unquote boring. So it's these weird subjects, but that they talk about that is anything but boring. So as an example, I don't know if you know about Kinder Eggs. Apparently they're banned in the States. So I don't even know if you know what a Kinder Egg is.
I don't recognize the name.
No, it's a chocolate egg. It's milk chocolate on the outside, white chocolate on the inside. But the interesting thing is inside there's a little toy. And I think that's the reason they're banned. It's a little toy that you put together. And there's something, I don't know why it's banned in the States, but for some reason it's banned in the States. But
probably because it's a choking hazard, and we assume yes, that people will choke,
are gonna choke
while
on it.
Eating their chocolate egg.
But inside that is a little strip of paper that has in all the different languages, I think it's the health and safety information that's printed on this tiny little slip of paper that is teeny tiny because it's folded up. And it's inside, wrapped around this little toy that's inside the little plastic egg, that's inside the chocolate egg that you eat, and in all these different languages. And so there was this whole episode diving into the different languages that were on it, that weren't on it, the slight differences, and then talking about, the different kind of toys that were inside that would be in Japan as opposed to, so you get what I'm saying. It's this kind of, it delves into the minutiae of a seemingly very boring topic, but actually turns out to be quite interesting. You know, it was an episode on double yellow lines and all sorts of things, you know, so it's actually quite fascinating. So that's a little gem. There's a funny sort of, it's a panel that get together. It's called Evil Genius with Russell Kane. And he gets together with some of his, again, they're usually comedians. A handful of them get together and they take a famous person that's dead. And the panel has to decide by the end whether they're evil or whether they're genius. And they have people on that you go in with an expectation about what the outcome will be. Mother Teresa, for example. And then they open these envelopes that have fact bombs, as he calls it, in there that kind of go against. So for somebody like Mother Teresa, for example, there will be something awful that she did, and they discuss it, and then they have to vote at the end whether they're evil or whether they're genius, and you get some quite surprising outcomes. So that's quite funny. So they're the kind of things that I listen to, things that make me laugh. I have to mention one that that literally had me crying with laughter. And I have got you to listen to an episode or two. You know what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And this was actually recommended by Adam Buxton on his podcast. So I thought, well, I've got to go and listen. And it's called Dear Joan and Jerrica. And it's basically it's a spoof show of an agony aunt column. And shall we just say that they, how would you describe it? Deeply inappropriate sexual humor.
Yes, that's an apt description, I believe.
But it literally had me crying with laughter. The other thing I find very interesting, actually, I've often shared comedy shows, TV shows or podcasts with people like you or other friends I have who are American. And this is another thing I find fascinating. You know, I find it very interesting, the play on words, the way we have the same words that mean different things in the States versus the UK. But I'm also endlessly fascinated with sense of humor and how there is a sort of a national, quite typical sense of humor. And I think there is a very British sense of humor, and there's a quite an American sense of humor, and how we often don't find the same things funny. So that's another thing that interests me, something that I can find really, really hilarious, and I'll share with you, and I'm expecting you to find it very funny, and you don't necessarily, and vice versa. It always gets me thinking where they take the format for a show and they remake it somewhere else, like things like The Office, for example. Mm-hmm. Started off as a British show, but then they have to change it when they make it in America. I mean, it makes sense in a way, because a lot of the things that are funny have that cultural context, so you have to change it. But I do think inherently national sense of humours are quite different. I've certainly found that between the UK and France, the French have a very, very different sense of humour.
I think part of it, I'm guessing, is, you know, even just some social mores and things of these are okay topics to laugh about, these are not. Certain, you know, how repressed a society is, what their sense of humor is going to be versus another. But it has struck me that sometimes you and I, who seem to laugh about things together, when we've shared things maybe within our own culture a little more and share those with each other, that we don't get the same response that we are anticipating.
It's funny, isn't it? I think there's a thing quite often with British humour. A lot of British humour is quite dark. Mm-hmm. And we quite like pushing that boundary of what's acceptable and what isn't. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a fine line, I think, when it comes to comedy.
I did laugh when I listened to the episode or two. I think I listened to two. I did laugh at things, but I was probably sitting there with my jaw just open part of the time, like, I can't believe they're going there. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're saying that.
Shock laughter. No, yeah. I had the same, but it's the first time for a while that I listened to something that I was crying with laughter. I always think that's quite a good thing. So as you can see, I don't listen to many serious things on my days off, as it were, with podcast listening.
You know, another that I didn't mention in my less entertaining type of listening I do, there is a guy who I listen to. He's from Canada, and he is very into kind of coaching and self-exploration and discovery, and he will cover a book. So it's almost like reading a Cliff Notes version of a book. You're getting the short version of the book, but he's pulled all of the important things. Wow. And I know you and I have talked about the subscription to Blinklist, where you get a synopsis of a book in kind of little details. And he does this. And so oftentimes when I'm just, you know, doing something around the house, I'll turn on one of those and listen to him. Because again, it's faster than reading the book. I'm just going to get the key points. And then if that book really interests me, then I may decide to read that book. But again, when I'm in one of my kind of learning modes, I enjoy listening to him as well.
Have you listened to Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History?
I believe I've listened to one episode, and I also started listening to his most recent book, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's about how we know people. So he really digs into kind of cultural ways of relating and things, but I don't recall much from the podcast episode that I listened to.
Yes, it's one that I was reminded of when I was looking through my list of ones that I used to listen to that have sort of stopped updating, and how I used to find it quite interesting. He has a thread that runs through and will talk on, you know, takes it into different places, but pulls it together with this thread. And it's reminded me, of perhaps going back and digging back into that podcast, because I used to enjoy it. The other one that's quite good for listening to just a variety of topics, it's like an extension of the TED Talks, basically. It's just a longer form. It's just called the TED Interview. And the guy just delves in a bit more deeply, basically takes different people who've done TED Talks and just talks to them a bit further.
Interesting.
So I quite like things like that, where you know, the topics can be wildly different from week to week, and some really interesting things that come up. So there are a few serious things I listen to from time to time. But for the most part, I like to have somebody make me laugh.
Kind of balances things out a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is. Well, those are a few of the things that we find interesting, we find entertaining on our podcast days off. We'd love to hear some of the things that you like listening to. Perhaps you can tempt us with some of your top podcasts. So you have to connect with us on social media and tell us about things that you like listening to, so that we can try those out too.
Absolutely. And there's no judgment. So there's no judgment that Terry likes to listen to murder shows, and that Daisy likes to listen to inappropriate sexual humor. This is just, you know, fun stuff that we wanted to be able to share with all of you. Just kind of going outside of the scope of the topics that we usually discuss here. So I hope everyone gets a chance to check some of these out and let us know what you enjoy listening to.
Have a great week.
Bye.